Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening once again. My name is David Brown. I have the distinct pleasure of serving as your guest host this evening on Ebling and You, and we've had a chance to talk to a lot of people associated with Michigan State University. I guess you might say we're on a bit of a green high today after learning, of course, about our bid to travel to the Capital One Bowl. But I have to tell you from my personal experience, I like to tell folks that I've had the pleasure of working at the university in a variety of capacities for more than 25 years and got 2 degrees from Michigan State University. And it's kind of interesting that you might say I'm hopelessly inbred green and white and enormously unemployable at any other university. And there's so much about the university that reaches out and touches folks throughout the mid-Michigan area and indeed the state. In fact, one of the great things I got to do over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend was not wake up and eat turkey, but to actually travel down to the city of Detroit at 4 o'clock in the morning. Michigan State University has a wonderful new 2-story center down there that has parts of the university, the College of Education, the Community Music School, our Government Affairs, University Advancement, and 4-H staff that are all very much a part of that building. We held a little parade watch that morning. We had 350 people from Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties come in. We set up chairs out right along Woodward Avenue. I got up on a ladder and put one of these little high-definition web streaming cameras, a little Logitech unit, literally used duct tape to wrap it around the awning, and did a live stream of our guests watching the parade and all the floats and everything going by, recorded that on the internet, and I took a camcorder and shot high-definition video of all of our guests enjoying hot chocolate and the parade and snow and rain and cold and everything else, and did a little companion video, and I'm just absolutely floored by the amount of response people have to YouTube, for example. And Scott, I think you can hear me in there a little bit, but YouTube has really made a dramatic impact on what we choose to see and do, don't you think?
Well, YouTube and just social networking. It's funny that Scott Westerman was talking the last few times he's been on, and he had a story, I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but with Coach Izzo, when he was kind of having the press conference. He was in the southwest part of the state, and he actually found out ahead of time, about an hour before the press conference, and he told it out there, and it got on Twitter, and it just went mad. So
it was pretty impressive. Scott and I were at an event down in Berrien County where we had 650 Spartans attending a steak fry, and we got word and confirmation that he was going to stay, so he made the announcement right there in front of 650 people. And what was astounding was, as he was saying it over the public address system into the microphone, I happened to capture a little video of a woman walking up with his cell phone and shooting a video of his name badge saying, "See, he's a university authority. He says it's true." So it has made a remarkable and dramatic impact on the way we certainly do business at the MSU Alumni Association. And so little that you can't find, and it's a great way to connect with family and friends. I know Facebook is a great way for me to connect with an awful lot of folks throughout the world, and family in particular. And there was a great segment on 60 Minutes last night. I don't know if you had a chance to watch that particular episode, but an engaging interview with the founder of Facebook and how that has grown by leaps and bounds. And here you're talking about a 26-year-old fellow who just completed college and university. And he literally has built a driving influence on the internet that is now has an estimated value IPO, if it were to go public, of something like $60 billion. And this guy, 26-year-old guy who founded Facebook, has a personal net worth of, get a load of this, $9 billion. And to think he almost sold it all to Yahoo just a couple of years ago for a mere $3 billion. That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
Now, that's just, isn't that the normal price of a human life, though? $9 billion? Isn't that, what you're saying. That's how much, how precious human life is,
if we're to make a bid on eBay, right? Oh. Well, it just goes to show you that all kinds of stuff. Hey, a little bit later this program, we're going to be talking to the executive director of Brody Square, or the executive chef of Brody Square. Brody Hall is one of the world's largest residence hall systems at Michigan State University, and they're undergoing a $64 million transformation, and they've come up with an amazing new dining facility that's not only open to students and staff, but to the public as well, that seats 1,000 people, and it's like the biggest food court you've ever seen. I did a little walkthrough video on the soft launch of that thing, and so many folks have lived the Brody experience that within 2 weeks, more than 10,000 people saw my little video on YouTube. Amazing. Well, listen, my name is David Brown. We still got another hour of great talk coming up right here on WILS 1320. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more. Stay tuned. My name is David Brown. This is The Jack Ebling Show.